Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
And it's been a lot of fun to watch. You know, the best thing about what's gone on with the Dolphins and the 29-21 win, and I know that a lot of you out there that follow our podcast, you kind of feel like everybody's catching up to us, right? Because a lot of you that watch, you know, I don't think all of you always agree with me, of course not, because that would be boring and that's not normal in life. We're all going to disagree. We all have different points of view. But I think a lot of you have kind of been on our bandwagon the way we've kind of described what's going on here with the Dolphins and the way they're developing the team. And we haven't panicked for certain things. Remember all these people that were talking about all the money they spent in the defense? And remember, I broke it down for you. Really, there's not a lot of big money. It's just a corner. The other salaries aren't anything. But still, they wanted to make a big stink about it. And they're not pressuring and all that. And this is after the first game or two. People were concerned about it, which doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Do you complain about Gesicki after you drafted him? No, you wait a couple of years and now... there you go. Do you complain about Jakeem Grant right away when you draft him? No, dude, you give him some time to develop. The kid has shown you all kinds of stuff and has played well this season. So you don't give up on the decisions made in week one or two. Now all those people complaining about the defense and writing about this and that, they look stupid now. You look dumb now that you're complaining about a defense. You don't complain about something the second it's been put together. Right? Last year, if I showed you the first two games of the Dolphins season, you would have never believed that they went 5-4 in the last nine. If I show you the first two games of this season and I tell you we're going to be 6-3, would you believe it? No, because you have to let things develop. You have to allow coaches to coach. You have to allow players to figure things out. You have to allow them to have some time to develop chemistry. All of these things have got to, you know, develop. And that's what I like about what's happening here. It's everybody's now freaking out. Now people are talking about Chris Greer now, right? I think we've been talking about Chris Greer here for a long time now on this show, right? We've told you about Reggie McKenzie. We told you about Marvin Allen. We told you about their front office. I think we've said it over and over and over again. People will find out that the Dolphins have one of the best front offices in the NFL. They're now finding out. They're now figuring out what you knew, what I've been talking about, because this is what we've been all sharing on this show. We have not been about the panic and all that stuff. Remember, we had a couple of people complaining about Raekwon McMillan being we could have used him. What's going on now, dude? Are you still complaining about that? You know, these are the things that it's crazy.